each other. We both feel the same. That's all we want.
some more talk, gossip, and entertainment news.
They get into the nitty gritty of all celebrities and everybody. They don't care. They show no mercy and run with it. That's why I love them.
On WTT Radio, your urban lifestyle station.
What's going on, everybody? We're back. You're listening to WTT Radio. It's the Hey Mikey Show. Y'all, what has been good? What has been y'all week been like? Darryl, what's your week been like?
Well, you know, it's been kind of like, I should say busy. It's been busy. I've been a lot of working today. Renovations I'm working on, and I'm going to California in 2 weeks.
Really?
I think I'm ready to go to California.
California, get some of that California vibe.
In-N-Out Burger, some real barbecue.
Yes, really?
They have real barbecue. What else in California I really love? The Grove, the Beverly Center, Hollywood, West Hollywood. I just love the city.
Really?
I think that's the problem. I love the city. I'm a city boy.
I am too.
You live in LA. Atlanta actually is a city, but I mean, I don't live in the city.
I'm from like the city, like in the mix of the city. Like even when I go on vacations, I go to cities.
Yeah, I prefer living in the city. I think it's my problem. I don't go anywhere or do anything.
But you just...
But if I'm in LA, I never stay home. I leave the house literally at 6 in the morning and come up to like midnight. Every day when I live there, I never...
Because that's home. I just hung out
at people's houses. I just knock on... Because here, you can knock on people's doors here in Atlanta. Can you do that?
No, you cannot.
So I could go people out there, okay, this person cooking lunch. I'm going to eat lunch at their home. Then this person cooking dinner. I'm going to eat dinner.
Like I said, that's home for you. You know that.
Yeah, but here I can't do
that. Let me tell you, they would call the police on your body.
Yeah, you can't do that here.
We had to fight so quick.
But no, it's been pretty a good week.
My week's been pretty good, too. I remember just moving into my townhouse and stuff.
That's cool.
Getting that situated and stuff. So it's kind of like starting from scratch, but I'm excited about it.
And I think I'm just mentally going through some things.
Oh, Lord. We all go after some stuff mentally.
No, mentally, it's crazy too. Is it mentally? You know, when you get mentally involved with other people, and I'm involved with a whole lot of people, it's not good for you at all, is it?
It's not.
Almost like, I'm going to see me a psychiatrist.
You know who was mentally was going through something? Tiffany Haddish.
Yeah, was she?
Yeah, she said that she stopped having suicidal thoughts when her stepfather revealed he tried to kill her.
Oh my God. Car accident
that almost killed her mother. So she said she was having suicidal thoughts until she realized the man was trying to kill her anyway.
How old was this woman when she had this?
Yeah, she said she was young. She said Tiffany Haddish revealed that in the early part of her career, she was dealing with suicidal thoughts, but the heinous actions of her stepfather managed to snap her out of her depression.
He's trying to kill her anyway.
Right. She said in a recent interview that she managed to snap out of a serious funk in her early 20s upon learning that her stepfather
It's not
tried
funny,
to kill
people.
Her.
It's not funny at all.
Right. In a car accident, the Haddish 38 has previously discussed a crash that caused her mother got severe brain damage after her head went through the vehicle's windshield. The injury led to long-term mental illness and also triggered abusive behavior towards her children, including Haddish, along with her siblings who were placed in foster care.
Was this her stepdaddy?
Yes. At 17, Haddish was raped by a man who told her he was a police cadet in an attack that prompted suicidal thoughts and the depressed state that she hovered as she lived out of her car and tried to make a living entertaining teenagers at a bar.
Wow.
She said, I literally wanted to kill myself. I felt like everything in my body was life. When I tell you, that is crazy.
If you decide to marry a man with those kids, wait till them kids turn 18. Don't get no kids, no stepdaddies. These stepdaddies are crazy as heck. Either molesting them, trying to kill them.
Especially when you got girls.
Leave them alone.
It's scary.
Don't bring them to the house. Don't bring them to the house.
He should have his own house.
Yeah, he should.
He ain't got his own place to stay. Girl, you're messing him out already because you already ahead.
And don't bring him to the dinner table.
Right.
Feed him no beans and rice.
Especially with your kids, they eat beans and rice.
Especially, you know what? And welfare recipients had the worst one. They don't get their food stamp because baby daddy wanted me to get a steak and he want to eat this.
And shrimp.
And he ain't brought nothing to the house.
And want to get a kid's grits.
Yeah.
y'all better get it together. That is terrible.
It is terrible.
It is. It's sad. It's a sign of the times, though. But Tiffany Haddish, we glad that you
were able to
turn that around. Like, your life is wonderful now. It just goes to show you that people who are comedians, they say a lot of time are the ones that's in the most pain.
It's people who you think, I think I have pain. And you think people who have things or influential in certain kind of, I don't know if I'm influential or anything like that. But when you have something like that, you say, oh, my God. And you know, and celebrities do know who I am and stuff. I don't think I'm nobody.
Right.
But I don't say, hey, and then I get depressed.
Oh, no.
I think I get depressed every day.
Why?
I don't know. I don't think I'm happy. I know I'm not happy.
You should talk to somebody.
You think so?
I think so.
I do. I think I need to. I think I want to seek counseling because I know I'm not happy. I think I'm depressed all the time. I go to bed at 12.
Well, you deal with a lot. You stressed? You on the go from dusk to dawn.
I sleep like two. Nothing. I only sleep like 3 hours in the morning. Three hours.
That's a problem.
Like, people text me. My friends text me. Are you, at 3 o'clock, are you awake?
In the morning?
Yes.
They need to get a life.
They don't.
Get a man, get a woman, or get a pillow or something. That's too much.
Mikey, they text me at 3 o'clock in the morning, and I'm literally having to, I'm texting them back and talk to these people. No, and I'm depressed already myself. I mean, it's like, what do I do about it? I need to go seek help. You know what? I'm going to seek help.
You know who is who's trying to seek some help now? This NYP officer who got fired after asking a woman out that he arrested.
Oh, wow.
They said he argues that police officers have done far worse without being terminated. And he's right. He said the former NYPD officer Rory Santiago exchanged a series of texts with Cammy Cifuentes after he cuffed her for allegedly shoplifting a Target in November 2016. She said that she was given a desk appearance and taken and released from the precinct. Shortly after he checked in, we have to make sure she found the car and added, "You owe me donuts. Time and date, you got it." She responded, "We are birthday buddies." He suggested they meet after but declined. She said, "I had enough drama." She later asked the cop he flirted with people he arrested. He said only the attractive ones, adding that he thinks you look better with the cuffs on. The text later became raunchy with him writing that he loves a woman to sit on his face.
He also
said she was thick in all the right places and volunteered to rub her in all the right places.
That's a nasty devil.
He was fired from the NYPD in June.
He should have been fired.
Yes, the Manhattan Supreme Court argues that his decision was arbitrary and capricious because officers who did much worse have been allowed to remain on the force. This, y'all, let me tell y'all something.
It's a mess.
I used to date a cop, and the way I met them is they put me on for a speeding ticket.
Oh.
And he pretty much told me either I could go out with him or he can make it a super speeding ticket. What do you think I did?
You went out with him.
Absolutely.
How many dates did you guys go on?
I went on 3 willing dates and 9 unwilling dates. Because he kept threatening to put stuff on my record if I just stopped talking to him.
Was any of this stuff in writing?
Huh?
Did he do anything in writing?
It was in text messages.
Oh, I want you. It's this captain.
Let me tell you, I was not going to do that. Especially when they was just, that's when they had just gone down for Lando Castile and all that.
Uh-huh.
I wasn't going to do any of that. So I went along with everything that needed to be done until he got tired of me and I was like, oh, thank goodness.
Did you have relations?
So I plead the fifth. But yeah, that's an abuse of power. That's an abuse of power.
That is very much so abuse of power.
Because the thing about it, like you said, he just arrested the woman. He tells her she looks better in handcuffs and all that other kind of stuff. It's almost implied that she might not have been shoplifting, that he just wanted to get with her. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Like, don't do that. There's plenty of free women out here that you can go after. You know, he a decent looking dude, y'all. Y'all can check him out on Love Beast Guy. His name is Rory Santiago. He might get his job back. And I guess I would argue that he should, especially since they out here shoot black people in the back and get away with it. So, I'm for him getting his job back. Just don't talk to no girls that you know are recently locked up. It's just not a good look. So, somebody I really want to shout out, though, is Rihanna.
What happened to Rihanna?
She reportedly declared the Super Bowl halftime show for this year in support of Colin Kaepernick.
Was she invited?
They asked her to do it, and she was like, "No, I'm good." So they let Maroon 5 do it.
Okay, that's why Maroon 5 had it. They were second.
Rihanna was offered the headlining spot for 2019 Super Bowl, but according to a report, she turned down the support of Colin Kaepernick. The NFL and CBS really wanted Rihanna to be next year's performer in Atlanta. They offered it to her, but she said no because of the kneeling controversy. She doesn't agree with the NFL stance. See? Look, it's costing them.
Yeah, it is.
It's costing them.
Who wants to see Dame? What's some people's name again?
Who?
Maroon 5.
Not in Atlanta, we don't. My thing is, Rihanna, I appreciate your stance, and I appreciate you deciding not to do the Super Bowl show, but we got a whole host of artists here in Atlanta. Amazing artists that we feel it should have been an ensemble up on that stage.
Right.
TLC, Outkast, Monica, Usher. It's so many that we got. T.I., Ludacris. So many artists that we got that could have been out there and would have told that halftime show up. So many hits.
So they bring it. Maroon 5 not even from Georgia, are they?
No, they're not. They picked the Maroon 5 because they're safe.
Because they're safe.
And they're Caucasian. That's why they picked them. Let's just keep that 1,000.
But who else going to come on in with them, you think?
I don't know. They haven't announced who, like, anybody else. Technically, they don't have to have anybody else up there.
I don't think
it's got to be better than last year's halftime show with Justin Timberlake, which was terrible.
Yeah, they could have brought Janet back out.
Oh, Thomas Jackson, if you're nasty. They should have. She got a new hit. Maybe Maroon 5 will bring
she
up.
She does though. Have a new hit. I love it.
She does. I love it. She actually singing this time, y'all. She's not whispering, so y'all check that out. Because, you know, I don't like whispering, Janet. I'm sorry. I'm just not.
Yeah, I love. We actually play Janet. I love Janet.
Yes, Janet is cool. All right, y'all. Listen, y'all. We're going to go to break. Come back with a little bit more celebrity news and gossip. And an amazing interview with Miss Freshy of the Breathe series. All right. Y'all stay tuned. You're listening to WTT Radio. It's the Hey Mikey Show.
Pin number one, pin number two. Love. Limitless. Wild, beautiful thing.
This is from me.
Fresh.
To you.
Ghetto people.
London.
Your dreams have now been fulfilled.
Jamaica.
Get out your seat and let's get real. Come on. New flow and treat.
I know everything to
F-Jeff. Brooklyn Embassy.
Where you are.
Said I heard that you be digging me too. That tell me give us the truth, so I don't make a fool to me. I've been thinking about your every thought, but I don't wanna get caught up. So put me out of my misery. I've been dreaming about, but I don't want any doubt. So tell me give them a lot to feel. Anybody who knows me can see.
So what you doing?
So what?
Gotta do is say yes.
She turned around and looked me in the eye like, say word. She said, I'm grown, I ain't gotta do what you say, Brooklyn. You got more nerve than a two-fake Kool-Aid. My most special, most ghetto ones. So turn me up in the top, please tell him.
Yes, yes, y'all. It's them deaf, y'all. Flow a tree, mix it down and make it play, y'all. From the thug songs to the love songs. I stand tall, top of anything I jump on, yo. My styles is many, my rhymes is heavy. No ice or busy, supports that I shine already. My grind is steady, spit like a nine. Semi, low top and in the sizes with me, they recognize it in me. My struggle, my hustle, my love, my trouble, my joy, and my pain, my loss, and my gain. It's all in the same. Get up, get up, get up.
In the part of the heart that has you coming back. so many parts. Other than love, it's way too old to get to know.
talk, gossip, and entertainment news.
They get into the nitty-gritty of all celebrities and everybody. They don't care. They show no mercy and run with it. That's why I love them.
On WTT Radio, your urban lifestyle station.
What's going on, y'all? We back. You listening to the TT Radio, the Hey Michael Show. Yo, y'all, I don't know if y'all noticed now, but the jackpot has swole to $970 million.
Yes, indeed.
So by tomorrow, it'll be $1 billion. I'm playing. I'm playing.
You don't play?
I don't play, but I'm going to play for
playing,
that amount.
I've been playing every day for the past 2 weeks.
Listen, let me get that.
You can have whoever you want then.
You
can throw them to the curb.
Numbers just walk up. I own you.
All the ones that you used to love.
Right.
Mm-mm.
I'm like, I own you. Ain't that the ultimate come up? Somebody you turn down, you see there a billionaire, see me now?
Ooh. You would love that, wouldn't you?
Oh, I would love it.
Lord, I ain't gonna be vain like Mikey. Just give mine. I ain't gonna be vain like
Lord,
Mikey.
Lord, you know exactly what I would do. So, but some people I saw on, how about now? You were messing with me way back then, but how about now? Because I'm up right now. Like Drake said.
Oh, yeah. I mean, technically, at that kind of money, you know, you become part. You just like one. So you like Beyonce and Jay-Z. You just like one. You balling just like they are.
But individually, they're not billionaires. But you know,
they're not. Yeah.
I saw be worth more than them.
Yes, you would.
Yes.
And you get to sit by courtside at all the basketball games and all the concerts.
Beyonce, girl, call me. We're gonna do tea tomorrow. You coming through?
I'm going to hang out with Kobe Bryant.
Right.
I'm going to all the Lakers games because I'm sorry. I'm moving to L.A.
You know, I'm gonna hang out.
I'm gonna live in Brentwood in a gated. My house gonna be gated with security guards.
Let me tell you, they're going to change the name to Keeping Up the Kardashians to Kicking It with Mikey and the Kardashians. Speaking of the Kardashians, y'all, we're going to talk about one of the Kardashian Jenner clan members, Kendall. Kendall is pissed with TMZ, y'all.
Like, oh, why?
She big mad, period. Pretty much, she said, they released a story that said, Kendall Jenner stalker ends up by her pool, WCF.
Where does she live at?
She's somewhere in Beverly Hills or Malibu, whatever.
She don't live in Ohio.
Ohio, no, that's Chloe.
Oh, that's Chloe. Okay, got you.
So pretty much she says, and how do you guys think these terrifying people know where my house is? Because you release not only photos, but my location. It is so beyond unsafe. Is this not our 1 ounce of privacy we can get? She says, I understand what I've signed up for, but when you release the exact location where I live, that is when you're putting my life is in danger. Your home is your safe haven. But for me, because of outlets like you, my home is anything but. You should be ashamed of yourself. Listen, you should be ashamed of your security. Because the thing about it is a simple Google search is going to reveal where the hell you stay at. Where is the bodyguards? Where is the security? You are Kendall Jenner, a supermodel, part of the biggest reality TV family on the planet. And random people can just get to your pool?
In her yard?
In her yard.
Oh, my God.
Girl, where's your cameras? Where's your defense mechanism? Where's your electrified fence?
Yeah,
dear, you can afford all that.
When I become a billionaire, I'm having all that in mind.
Let me tell you.
I'm having all that.
Let me tell you. Your little sister about to be a billionaire. You can't get a little money from your little sister to get whatever you need. Stop, Kendall. Stop. Don't blame TMZ. Blame your cheapness about getting that shot of security system. Girls, just go ahead and get an armor guard.
Don't worry. Don't buy it from no Best Buy.
No, just hire you some well-trained staff. Don't get the company your sister got, because you see they got her tied up and gagged inside a tub, and that's snatched the jewelry.
Now, when you become a billionaire, are you going to have a guard running you all the time?
Uh-huh.
I guess you have to, don't you?
Uh-huh, yes.
Do I have to have one too?
You should. I have a few guards. Mm-hmm. Y'all work for me.
They'll be around me all the time.
If their name's not on this form, they cannot come up there 50 feet.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty cool, though.
I need everybody to pat it down. My mama, too. Coming in and out.
Wow.
Straight up. Also, y'all, let me tell you. So Lottie's up. Kimbo Jenner. Y'all, when I tell y'all, how about Colin Kaepernick? We were just talking about him. An Instagram model says that Colin Kaepernick was cheap, that she had to pay for her own flight and ticket and stuff and accommodations to come and have sex with him.
Why was she looking for a come up?
Right. Girl, this is just sex.
Yeah.
Obviously, you did it and you wanted
it. You wanted it, you paid
ticket. So you paid. So, well, men do it all the time. I don't see what the problem is.
They pay for
a ticket to go see a girl, get some snoo from her, and go about their business. Oh, because he called it Kaepernick, you thought he was going to cover it and pay it. Girl, he taking a knee, and it's not to get his food in your legs, okay? Get over yourself.
Wow.
Stop. It's crazy. It is crazy. Listen, y'all, we about to go ahead and slide into an interview, y'all. with Miss Freshie. All right.
She calling in.
Yes, she should be calling in now.
Any minute now.
Any minute now. Any minute.
That's what he's like. Wait, by the phone. Abracadabra. She on the phone number to the station?
Yes.
213-292-7694. But Mikey giving number about 212-213-7. So it's 213-292-7694.
Let me. Okay.
You want to play music, but she can come back and we can call her.
Yeah, we're gonna go on a quick little break, y'all. So she can call
in.
Yeah,
but hey, hold on, she's calling in now.
She's calling.
Can you hear us?
Yes. How are you?
Yes, Freshie, what's good?
Not much. Had a photo shoot.
Let me say, she had a slip, y'all. She had a photo shoot. She doing it big. She over here. She capturing people's lives and making series and about to get married and stuff. She living her best life in 2018.
Trying to, you know
what, I'm Freshie. First off, let me tell you, I'm extremely proud of you. I'm very impressed with every single thing that you do. You know, it's not many people that get to do what it is you do. Like, you know, you're doing photography, you're doing web series, you doing production in general. How do you find time to do all of this? Being a director, producer, marketing, like, how do you find the time to do all this?
Somehow my life just happens to fall into, like, all the pieces come together. So even the job that I have, I work 40 hours a week, but I'm able to do all of my edits and stuff while I'm at work. So, I can always take off my time to, you know, go do a photo shoot in Atlanta or, like, travel to D.C. or do whatever I need to do. I can request off from work, and they're not really restricting on that type of stuff. So, like I said, I just somehow have all the pieces in the right way so that I have a consistent income, but I'm still able to dabble into the arts the way that I want.
What really impresses me, Freshie, is, you know, I was talking to Daryl earlier today. You're kind of like a unicorn. I was looking at a pie chart earlier this year, and they were showing, like, the demography of, like, film directors and producers. Of that pie chart, 95% of them were white and male. The 5% that were remaining that were black and female was less than 1%. And then when you throw, like LGBT on top of that, it's way less than that. So you kind of, like, unheard of. Do you have any, like, issues being black and a lesbian and a woman dealing with the film industry? Any barriers?
Well, yeah, of course. Okay. Always a barrier when I'm doing, especially. Like, I actually talked about that in the EPK that I had to do for my show.
Okay.
I'm like, based off what you just said, those are the three barriers. Like, people look at me and I'm black. The next thing that they think about is that I'm a female. And then the next thing about that is that I'm a lesbian. So, like you said, that's already putting me into a very narrow window of people that want to give me that opportunity. So, and it may not be every single venue that I reach out to or, you know, every single person that I get in contact with. But with that being said, it may be the reason why I never got in contact with those people.
Right.
I mean, they never hit me back. They didn't even hit me back to say no. You know what I mean? So you never know what the reason is for why I never got, you know, this opportunity over the next one, because I never heard back from the person at all. And people can either take you seriously or not, and people, you know, appreciate what you're doing for the community. But that's the barrier that I'm faced with for the rest of my life.
Wow. Well, you know what? For me, when I hear stuff like that, I just say it's their loss, because you do some really amazing things. And as many people that might not support you, you got to be more that do. So I feel like that's what matters. You understand what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Definitely understand that. So congratulations on Breathe. The first season was a hit. Hundreds of thousands of people watched it. And then you're now doing season 2, which is debuting on October 21st. And you just had a screening and premiere event this past weekend. It was big. Like, y'all was red carpet. Charlotte showed out. Like, I was telling somebody, it looked bigger and better than most of the things you see here in Atlanta. How did you pull all that together?
To be honest, man, it's just consistency. Like, for example, right now we had the premiere for season 2 last weekend, and I'm already looking for venues for season 3.
Wow.
Because, again, even though I'm here, that means you're going to hear from people or I'm not going to hear from people. But even so, like, I already know my project is going to get bigger and better, so I have to start planning for it now. I pay for everything out of my own pocket. People, you know what I mean? Like, I don't get $1,000 investments. I don't have anybody else working with me. It's just me. So I got to start saving now for something that's going to happen next year that's probably going to be 2 times as big as it was this year.
I'm impressed.
So it's like you can't take a step back. You got to keep stepping forward. And that's also an issue that I have, or a conflict that I keep outdoing myself.
Yo, that's impressive. And I like how you said, she said, I'm already preparing for season 3 premiere. Season 2 ain't even came out to the 21st, but you already only, but you have to be like that. You have to have the foresight and the forethought, especially when it's your baby.
Yes, you do.
So why should everybody watch this? Go ahead and watch this second season of Breeze. Last season we kind of left off, and oh my God, when I tell you the stuff that was going on in that show, with Trey and kids, everybody, why should everybody be tuned into this second season? What do you got for us?
The second season is just, it's more diverse than the first one. And like, like season one, it really dove into a gay male, you know, like reality. But season two was diving into the bisexuality, the bi curiosity, like dealing with what female also have to do with, you know, within the LGBT community and without, and still dealing with families and how you're getting accepted within school and labels, and it's really diving into a whole bunch of things that everybody can connect to. So it's just not one storyline per se, it's literally anything that you could possibly think of. And that's one thing that I try to challenge myself as an artist, is to, how can I bring in something else and change the perspective on something else within my script? So awesome. I look at, you know, last season, I did it. But now I go back and I'm like, there's questions that came from myself from when I watched and wrote season one. I go back and answer those questions in season two. But then I still look for any other angle that I could find that's going to make somebody change their perspective about something. And I did that again in season two.
I love that. I love that so much. So in season two, you filmed some locations here in Atlanta, and there are even some Atlanta-based, you know, local celebrities and web stars inside of there. Who can we mention a few appearances?
Say that one more time.
I said for season two, you actually filmed some of the locations here in Atlanta, and you crisscrossed with another series. Can we?
It was more so of a cross promotion with Choices. That's with two eyes.
Right.
That's an Atlanta series, and you know, I'm really good friends with the creator of that show, Nadja and Nino. So they're definitely, you know, in the show more than once. And then we also have the cast of Twisted, Raheem Brazil. They're definitely in the show as well. So you're actually going to see Raheem in a couple of episodes. So it's pretty cool to be able to make those relationships, because a lot of people, when I first started Breeze, wasn't trying to work with me. And so now people are seeing where I'm going with the storyline, because like you said, I think the first time we ever talked, like, it's a female behind a male show.
Right.
So, and people are surprised about that, and other people are taking it the wrong way. So, again, I guess that's another challenge that I have with the show.
No, I completely understand that. And like I said, one of the things I've always said is that when we all work together, we all win. So it's just really good to see them come up. I'm glad to see you incorporating and putting them inside of there. Are you going to be coming down here for the Twisted premiere for season two? We'd love to have you.
Yeah, Raheem actually told me in advance. So unless I get booked from a client, because, you know, I have my own show, like my own company or whatever.
Right.
I plan on being there.
Great, great, great. I'm looking forward to seeing you. Season 2 is premiering on October 21st. Why don't you give the fans a special message? How do you feel about them supporting your series?
But, see, you said, how do I feel about what?
I said, why don't you have a special message to the fans you want to give them, thanking them for their support of your series?
A message that I want to say for the old fans or the new fans?
Both, old and new.
Man, old fans is all about, you know, answering questions about what happened with Trey and Ken. What happened between Ken and Rob that got Rob to, you know, the situation that he's in, always popping up with Ken. You're really going to learn a lot about that. And then season two, new fans, you can go back and watch season one. If it's too much whatever for you that you can't, you know, concentrate, whether that's music or, you know, I don't know, whatever makes you uncomfortable, season two is a lot more open-minded in a sense, and a lot more creative. Okay. So it's a lot of different stories. If you like, you know, girl-on-girl action, you don't get that. It's a whole bunch of new things and a new aspect and a new perspective going into the new season. And I really hope everybody that supported us, people that tried to watch it and maybe couldn't watch the whole season for whatever reason, I hope you give season two another shot because it's bigger and better and more related than season one was.
I'm so excited. So excited and even more happier for you. Freshie, where can everybody follow you at on social media?
You can find me at Freshie Official on Instagram and Twitter. That's FreShie Official. My Breathe show is Official Breathe Series on Instagram. And if you're on YouTube, it's Freshie Productions.
Dope, dope, dope. Thank you so much for calling in. I'm looking forward to seeing you next month. We got to, you know, chit-chat and chop it up. So drop me a line.
Yeah, I got you. I got you. I appreciate y'all for having me.
All right. You've been tuning in to WTT Radio's The Hey Mikey Show, y'all. We're going to let y'all listen to a little music. Talk to you later, Freshie. Have a great night. And, guys, stay tuned for more of The Hey Mikey Show.
This hot shit. It just got hot in the studios.
Hey, what's happening, homie? It's T.I.P., man. I'm here to let you know, man, we breaking hot records right now.
Keep it locked right here.
No, you probably heard of me.
WTT Radio, your number one urban streaming LGBTQ radio station. We'll be back.
Hey, yo, 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 what up?
WTT Radio.
all the girls I've loved before. I cannot deny it. Just a night. If my mama knew the things I did, she wouldn't like it. She told me way better. I know better. I just didn't care, running around doing whatever. Them three and they best friend. Do them all together, man. I ain't give a damn. Damn. A lot of women had to deal with a boy that was supposed to be a man. Yeah. So to the ones I hurt, becoming who I am, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. For every single tear you failed to get me here. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. To that one sexy model chick, wanna use the pop bottles with, wanna hit the carpet with. I know I did you wrong, girl. I know I did you wrong. Can't forget about the one I hit the movies with, wanna rock my Louis with, wanna did all that freaky shit. Girl, when you play this song, sitting at your crib alone, thinking to yourself, damn, damn. Put her with the drama of a boy that was supposed to be a man. Oh, I, so to the ones I hurt, becoming who I am, I'm sorry.
I said I would call, knowing that I wouldn't call. I said it was all good, it wasn't good at all. I said I was coming through and never came through. I said it was me and you and it was quite a few.
What's going on, y'all? We back. You listen to WTT Radio's The Hey Mikey Show. I, of course, am your favorite boy, Mikey, sitting right here kicking it with my favorite general manager. Y'all got Mr. Daryl.
Hey, this is Captain Daryl. What's happening? It's like live things going on.
It is a whole.
And he got a cold. He said he got an allergy. I don't know. Yeah, is it allergy season?
I think whenever the weather changes, I get like a little, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I guess so, yeah, because it's like cold. I don't want to be getting that because I'd be down for the count. I got to go to California. Am I In-N-Out Burger?
Yes, the Outburger.
Hey, I'm doing pretty good. You know what? I'm on this no soda drinking diet. I had only soda I drank was Sunday. I had to drink one soda because I was at the park, the Pride Festival. That's the only soda I drank.
What is good? I try to stay away from soda. I drink a lot of water.
I've been drinking a lot of water, but it's like kind of hard.
It is. It's hard at first. Well, you get used to it after a while. After a while, yeah. You start to crave it. And then you try to drink like a soda or something like that, and it like hurts. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm drinking a lot of soda and a lot of fruits and stuff like that.
Good.
So, yeah, because I mean, I love
it. Tell them, so I got to take care. You got to take care of yourself. We need you around for another 50 years.
I don't know
there.
About that. I'm sitting here. I'm trying to catch up with some other stuff, too. I got this other thing.
He got some things he got to take care of. Uh-huh. He got some people to run after y'all.
No, I'm just kidding, world. I do. Hey, give us a call. 213-292-7694. That's number to the studio. 213-292-7694. Hooking you up with Mikey.
Let me tell you, I'm single, sexy, and free. Let me know what's good.
Hey, give us a call.
Holler, boy.
Holler. I take you on a date.
Y'all check
me out. Hey, first caller, call in. We're going on a date.
Oh, do it.
The first caller, 213-292-7694. You get to choose me or Mikey.
Date night with Mikey.
Oh, yeah, or Daryl.
Since y'all want to vote, do a little.
I'm putting you out to eat, so call us, 213-292-7694. I'm ready.
Remind y'all, y'all better call me because Daryl got a whole husband.
He's throwing shade.
I did.
He's throwing shade.
Man, I'm the whole shade.
Call me, 213-292-7694 to win that date.
I'm about to be done with you. So listen, y'all, we're going to go ahead and slide into our topics for tonight. One of the topics Daryl was talking about earlier, you know, is salvation and sex. You know what I mean?
Oh, wow.
A lot of times people feel like, you know, them abstaining from sex, it's pretty much going to keep them.
Yeah, keep them saved.
It's going to keep them saved. Like, it's going to get them closer to heaven and not to hell. And my thing is, I feel like sexuality and salvation are two separate things.
I believe so as well.
I definitely do. I don't think if you have too much sex, you're going to hell.
No.
I don't think if you have less, that you're not going to hell. You know what I'm saying?
Of course not.
You know what I'm saying? I don't think God look at your body count when he determining whether you're a good person or not.
Right.
So, for me, when I hear people say, you know, oh, I don't like to do this, I'm just a spiritual person, and this and this and this.
And then we know people like that too. Well, I'm not doing this and that, but then they doing everything up under the sun. Sin is a sin.
Well, don't they call them church queens?
Yeah, I guess you can. See, that's Mikey. Well, I haven't said that you church queens. He said it.
I'm just saying.
Yes, they do. They sit there and be the winning ones. Those are deep ones. I know some deep ones like that. They so deep.
I know plenty
but
like
then,
that.
But they still after chasing after those young boys.
Yes.
I'm just going to call it spade a spade.
Let's do that.
Hey, they are the worst one. They still chase them to a young boy. Sitting there saying, I don't do all that kind of stuff, but I'm a man of God and this and that, but they still chase. Especially on pastors.
Right.
Pastors are the worst ones. And I've been in church for years, and I said, oh my God.
I've seen some stuff.
Yeah, I have. They are the worst ones.
I went to a church one time, and I ran to one there, and I was like, hey, you know, we had nice conversations and stuff like that. Digging for my phone and stuff like that. 2 days later, somebody was in my inbox on Facebook, like, hey, you know, what's going on? I met you at such and such, stop such and such. And I was like, well, don't you got like a first sentence? Oh, well, we're not technically, it's not like that. Well, no, what is it like? He couldn't tell me how to block it.
This is before everything this stuff came out back in the day when I was younger. And I was in church, and for the first time, guest minister came in town, and I'm like, I was the only real person in the church. And this church of God in Christ. And I was like, these are my godparents. And the minister came and scratched into my hand. I said, ask my godfather, hey, what that mean? He said, that's a nasty dog.
Ooh.
He's not coming back here no more either.
He scratched into your hand?
Yeah, shaking my hand, but he's scratching into, like, I want some.
That's what that means?
Yes. You didn't know that?
No.
Do guys do like that sometimes?
Yes.
That's what they mean. What you thought that? What do you mean? Are you serious?
I did not know that.
You didn't scratch your hand? It mean, yeah, can we get together? They want to know if you down. Wait a minute, you telling me
I am mortified.
Are you serious?
I'm so mortified.
What do you think when people scratching your hand? I thought it was just
like they was being funny with me.
No, it's like, can we?
I've had men and women do that to me.
That's what they do. That's what.
I've had a cousin do that to me before.
Well, I guess your cousin gobble, give me. Ken folks stick as good as any. That's what they do.
Daryl, you have a poem for that is a problem for me.
No, I had a friend back in the day in Long Beach, California. He would like get drunk. I don't drink, and he was that was his favorite poem. I said, oh wow, are you serious?
So he messing with related.
Yes. Gobble, give me, can't folks say, give me any. Yes, that's how, yeah.
I have a serious problem with that. How you just mess with family like that?
You shouldn't. You should. That's a sin before God.
Now, let me tell you, that's an exception. When you messing with family members, your sex will cost you your salvation. It is too much unrelated vagina.
What if you marry somebody and then mess with somebody's family member?
So you married to somebody. Then you
well, what if I mean you married and I'm trying to hook up with your 25 year old brother?
Oh, you a dirty dog. You're real dirty. Because my thing is, first off, cheating is bad.
I'm
just saying that cheating is bad, first
it
of
is.
All.
It is.
It's even worse. It's that it has insult to injury when it's a family member or friend that you're dealing with. It's too much strange. Go find somebody that's not related to the situation.
But people tend to always go that route. Say, hey, I'm just going to do something because shoot, Mikey ain't around. You know, little good dope brother. They'll do it with me. You know what I'm saying? It will. If you find him like that, well, you know what? He gave me some money and stuff. I thought it felt good. He do it. I mean, this is hypothetical, y'all. This is not happening to me. But this is how people do things like that.
That's terrible.
Uh-huh. They say, well, if you see with Mikey gone, and I'm staying at your house, and I give you like, if I hear $100, eat some heat. I'm going to eat a little bit.
What else going to do?
Nothing. What we going to do? All the problem, because you know, eventually you're going to find out, because they're going to get mad, because they're going to start wanting stuff all the time. And he stopped giving it to Mike. That's why I had your man.
See,
You know, you go crazy.
Look, let me say, I'm a different type of dude. I'm wired completely different. I am dangerous. I am dangerous. I'm going to get away with it. How to Get Away with Murder, Annalise wrote. I wrote Annalise's book for her. So I'm just letting y'all know that. But anywho, so we're going to move. I can't.
I like these kind of topics. Like, this
I do. So the next topic we're going to talk about, y'all, is, you know, all right, so I have a friend, and he wants to break up with his boyfriend because he's a smoker. When I talk about marijuana, we're talking about cigarettes.
Cigarettes, okay.
And so I told him, I said, you know, try to get him something to, like, help him quit or whatnot. He said it's not his job to help him quit. I said, was he smoking cigarettes when you met him? He said, yes, but that's come to a point where it's intolerable. He said that he's around other people, and like, oh, I smell smoke. He doesn't smell like that. Well, y'all been together for 2-3 years.
Right.
So if you a non-smoker, my question is, can a non-smoker date a smoker and y'all be okay?
No, I couldn't. I couldn't be with a smoker. I mean, all my years, I've never been with anybody who smoked cigarettes. You know, I probably maybe messed around with one or two people smoking, but then I said, damn, you smell like dirt. You smell like old dirty cigarettes. You look dirty, you smell like dirty cigarettes.
You see, that for me, I've not been able to do that either, because especially when they smoke in their house.
Oh, it's gotcha.
In the walls, yes. In the closet, and you get to smell like that. I can't do it.
I can't be with anybody who smokes.
I don't like somebody who drinks too much either, though.
I don't either. That's another thing.
I feel like anybody who has like a serious vice, when it comes to a point to where it's causing, like, when it's disrupting your life or mine,
right,
it's a problem.
And I got to my, you know what? I
think earlier, you both know a drunk.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to my depression stage, and I would like tell myself, I would accept. I started saying I would accept somebody who smoked weed and drink. I said something freaking wrong with me.
Well, you know what? I would accept somebody who smoked weed.
For
some reason I know a lot of functional weed.
Yeah, I do too.
More functional weed heads than I do.
But I do. But then again, you say, okay, do you really? Okay, because one of my good friends, they do it, but nobody knows. Thinking, I said, do I have to accept that? You don't have to accept it. I mean,
you don't have to accept anything. It's up to you. And my thing is, like, when you're in situations like that, you have a right to not accept stuff like that. But my thing is, don't go into a situation knowing that's a vice of theirs, that you're going to change if they want to break up their contract, because they're not going to change.
No.
Love is a strong thing, but addiction, it can sometimes be just as strong, if not stronger.
Right. It is. Because, like, I can say, well, you like Hostess Twinkie. You damn right I do. But, you know, but that's something you can actually work on and give up. You know what I'm saying? And the rule is, Fat Boy's in right now. I didn't say I'm a fat boy.
Is that what you heard?
Yeah.
Let's talk about that. I think boys in?
I think so. You know what? I think...
Even here in Atlanta? Because here in Atlanta, whenever, like, for me, dating has been particularly hard. Because I've had people say, oh, one of my friends, they call me an endomorph.
I think it's the older... If you're older and more mature... It's these little young 30-year-olds who's immature, and they think that they got it going on, but they ain't got nothing going on for themselves. You got to realize yourself.
Yeah, they don't have a pot to piss in, a window to throw
it up. They don't.
Look at sense.
And my thing is, I'm gonna start telling God, if you ain't making 100 something, okay, I'm not looking for God on the serious side. But if I was, I'm gonna say, if you can't bring in $150,000 a year, I'm not talking to you.
Because that's where you are.
Yeah. So why should I be talking to you? I'm sitting there running behind some old scrub. And ain't got shit. I'm getting mad now, Mikey.
If you live at home with your mama, yes, sir, we're talking to you.
Yeah, and if you're renting and you're going to sit there and talk shit to me, and like, and I'm back.
You know, I told somebody that. I said, you know, if your rent, and I don't mean a mortgage, if your rent is $1,500 a month, I have to question, what are you doing?
Right.
Yeah, why, you're never going to own that piece of property, put it away. Why can't you get you a house or Somebody wears rent to
own. Their credit is bad. They're too busy trying to buy new clothes, trying to look cute for the guys.
Because that's always bad.
And 9 out of 10, they come up with some nasty disease anyway.
Oh, Lord. It's the Atlanta way.
It's Atlanta way. Stay out of downtown. You know what? We have a show with these guys. It's a heterosexual show. Come on the station. These three young guys. And they say they don't go inside Atlanta and mess with anybody, any girls in Atlanta, because there's too many diseases in Atlanta. You 20-year-old guys say this.
Well, you know what? My thing is this. They need to treat every single person, no matter how where they are, as if they are disease ridden.
Right.
Because for me, I tell people, I wrap it up.
Yeah.
That's not saying I'm not going to get it in. I wrap it up. Because I assume everybody has something. Even if you tell me you don't, you should have a test. I don't want nothing. I don't want to risk that. I'm not going to trust my health and my body for somebody else's mercy. Now, I'm like, look, I like to get down too. But if you ain't got a jacket to put on that.
Right.
Or me, vice versa, or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, and don't be sitting there chasing after those thirsty old men. Not you thirsty men. Who ain't got nothing? Just because they look cute, they ain't got nothing. Say,
so let's call them what they are. Let's call them F boys, because you can't say
they are fuck boys. I'm calling fuck. Oh, I didn't know that. I say fuck boys. I call fuck boys. Oh. I talk about fuck boys all the time.
I was talking about her radio. Wait a minute.
Oh, I'm sorry.
we gonna keep it. We gonna call them F boys.
We call them F boys. I said,
yeah, we doing big things at WTT Radio.
I call them F. Yeah, they are F boys.
They are. Like, how do you deal with them?
I don't know. You know what?
It's a lot of them.
Cause you have to be strong, because the F-boys get to your mind. So they say some BS words to you and make you feel like you're something. They don't care about you. They do not care. They say the right thing to you to make you feel good at the moment. And you say, what the heck? You have to think. I have to think. I mean, I have to think about these kind of things like that. Even with myself, I find myself, even though I'm married and stuff like that, I have to think about, you know, F-boys will come at you.
They will.
Then especially see if you're interested in them. They're going to tell you all kind of things you want to hear. No, you ain't got nothing going on with them. They ain't going to do nothing for you. And you ain't doing nothing with them. Trifling. Ass.
Trifling. Ass.
I'm just like, you well, know what? Yeah, you maybe vent about these guys now.
Well, no. Sometimes it has to be called out for what it is or whatnot. And I have to tell one of my friends. I'm going to be honest. At one point in time, yeah, I was an F-boy. I'll be straight up. I was just for that. That's what it was good for, and it was okay.
Right.
I didn't have much going for myself. But I had to surely realize, you know, maybe these higher quality guys want to beat me because I don't have anything going for myself.
And the F-boy, they put a big role talking stuff to you like they got something. You ain't got nothing going on.
Right.
And talk stuff to you like you ain't got nothing going on. Make you feel, trying to downplay you.
Yeah. I'd be like,
I'm making a vow at tonight on this radio station to the world. I'm not gonna be letting no F boy get me caught up.
Yeah, we're not gonna be friendly to him. The more like Chris Brown says, stop being friendly to that boy. Stop being friendly to the F boy. He right. We're gonna do that. Listen, y'all, we're gonna go ahead and slide into some music. Let y'all listen when we get back. We got a dope interview with Mr. Trey Love, the King of Charlotte, star of the Breed series, y'all. Be back in a second. Stay tuned.
So why don't you lose yourself for me? So why don't you lose yourself? I've been lost again. Then I've been found. Then I found myself, but I'm constantly finding myself.
Sitting by you. Our performance to Emma's class. Cause my mama couldn't afford new J's Polo, thrift store, thrift clothes. That was all I knew. Do you remember? I remember when you laughed when I cut my perm off and you rated me a 6. I was like, damn. But even back then, with the tears in my eyes, I always knew I was the shit.
What's going on, everybody? We're back. You listen to WTT Radio's The Hey Mikey Show. Yo, Janelle Monae, you are going in, my love. I love that song, y'all. That was I Like That.
I like
Janelle
Monae. Hey, I like that.
She done, like, really, like, grown. Like, really, really grown.
She is. She had grown. I mean, I didn't think she did. She played some really good music. So, yeah, I love Janelle Monae. On Me, On Me, On My. And February 3rd was the other song.
She likes the girls, too. Did you know that?
Yes, I do. I know.
Pink.
She likes pink, the girls. Pink, the yes. She likes the girls.
I don't know. Somebody said that. I feel like women get to be so free with their sexuality.
Uh-oh. I think we have your caller calling in.
Yes, y'all. We are ready. We are ready. Y'all on the line, we got Mr. Trey Love in. What's going on, Trey?
What's good? What's good?
What's going on, man? Let me tell y'all. Trey Love, y'all, is like the king of Charlotte. You know, I always knew he was like, you know, popular, but I didn't know he was like that lit. He's actually a local celebrity up there. And I went there, and y'all, they had
Trey Love.
Yes.
Trey Love, are you single?
Goodbye, Daryl. This is our general manager, Daryl Trey.
I harass all the men, Trey.
No, I tell him, say, Trey got a man.
Oh, good. And hey, Trey.
Trey, like Biz Markie, I got a man. But I ain't got nothing to do with that. But Trey, man, what is new with you? What is going on in your life?
Man, I'm going on in my life, Breed Season 2.
Breed Season 2. That's what you're all about, right?
That's all I'm about.
Yes. So when we left off with Season 1, you know, Trey Love, that. Yeah, let me tell you, he gets to play himself. Trey Love, you know, was kind of in a bit of a debacle with his love life. So we picking up in Season 2. Where are we? What's going on?
What's going on with Trey Love's love life?
Yes.
In Season 2?
Yes.
He finds someone, but he's not really over Ken. And the rest you have to watch to figure it out.
Oh, wow. So he got a good old love triangle going. And then that's the basis of any good dramatic show, right? A good love triangle, right? Do you think so?
I mean, for all the fans that watched Season 1, they know how it ended.
Yeah, it ended. I was very pissed with Ken. I'll be honest with you. I was very anti-Ken. I was like, how could you? So y'all make sure y'all catch up on Season 1. It's on YouTube now. Trey, what's the best part of getting to play a character that's actually based off of you? Because a lot of the epithets from Breed are actually coming from your real life, correct?
That's correct.
So how surreal is that?
The best part is that I'm just able to actually be authentic with it in a way.
Because it's actually you happening.
Exactly.
Do you find the other challenges playing the roles like that? Like, has your life changed any since you've been on Breathe?
Yeah, it has a lot. Like, I go places and people know I am, like, from the show. And being that it's just a web show and people know who I am when I'm out in the streets, it feels good, but it's, like, still something I'm getting used to.
Let me tell you.
Definitely change.
Y'all season premiere for Season 2 was lit. It was big. Y'all had Charlotte all up through there. I was really surprised at the diversity of y'all audience. Y'all did it. Like, it was a black tie affair. So that show is very big. Y'all got hundreds of thousands of views on it. And compared to other web series, that's really, really big. What do you think the secrets behind the success to Breathe is?
It's different. And a lot of people, it took some time to understand how different it is from other shows, not just web series or LGBT web series, just web series, period. It's just a whole different vibe, and people got into it. So that's how we differ.
You said that's how you do. So what else are you doing besides Breathe and acting? I know you do some modeling as well, right?
That's correct.
Were you recently in Charlotte's Fashion Week, York County?
I did not do Charlotte Fashion Week, but I did York County Fashion Week with Ken.
And how was that?
It was pretty dope. Ken was the director of everything, and he put everything together. So I had to come out and show my love and support and do the show with him. So.
Let me ask you a question. If you can make millions of dollars doing acting or modeling, which one would you do?
I can't do both.
No, I want you to pick acting or modeling. Like, which is your favorite? Because I know, like, some people say, you know, like, acting is something I kind of fell into, so I prefer to do such and such, and other people say the same thing about fashion, but vice versa.
Well, I honestly prefer just to do acting.
Okay, great, great. What would you say, like, actually, like, drew you into it so much? Is acting something you kind of fell into, or are you just saying, you know, I always wanted to be an actor?
Acting, of course, is a way to express yourself, and that's how I think. Like, everyone who knows me, though, I'm like, I'm the quiet one of the bunch. Yes, Trey Love is the quiet one of the bunch, but when it came to performance, I'm putting on the show, then that's when I light up. So
you're like one of those kids, like, you're like the limelight, just cooks your demeanor, just opens you wide up,
right?
So, what is it like being in a relationship and then being like a really attractive actor or web star? Do you find any like people trying to come at you or to come at you the wrong way? How do you deal with those situations if they do?
You know, I was thinking about that recently, and it's like, it's the same. Like, I'm still me in a relationship or not relationship. People still going to try to get at me. That's just that.
So what would you say to people who have partners that might be insecure? Like, they're dating actors or they're dating, like, people who are out in the limelight. How does your boyfriend adapt to that?
Well, this is what I got to say. Beyonce got cheated on, so I can't sit here and say, just because I'm an acting nun, we all know that it can't happen to me.
Gotcha. Wow, okay. Because when I think about stuff like that, I know, like, you know, some people down here, some friends, I'm not going to say no names or whatnot, they have significant others, and it is hard for them, like, to find someone to date, because people be like, you know, I don't want to talk to you necessarily because, you know, you're always out and about or you're with people. People automatically assume that they're with somebody, so nobody really wants to ask them out. So that's just like, it's just a weird thing. It's just completely weird. What other projects do you have in the works? Are you doing any other acting projects? Because I know you were recently in one of Raheem Brazil's productions, Cheaters Never Win. So it was dope to see you on there.
Yeah.
Will you be coming down for the screening and the premiere?
I definitely will be there. And that is November 17th, I believe. And I will definitely be in the building.
Oh, you're going to be in the building dressed to the T's, correct?
Correct.
Don't
and
know.
I mean, people could feel free to talk to me. I'm not going to not talk to nobody. Like, that's not my character at all. Like,
well, I will say you are very down to earth. You're very hospitable and you're very inviting, you know, which is rare, I would say. You're somebody that I always find it's a pleasure to be around. You're very easy to talk to. What advice would you give to somebody who wants to start acting? You know, you put your foot in the water and got it wet and you're doing pretty well. What advice would you give to the next person?
You just got to do it. That's it. You just put your mind to it, focus on your focus. And that's something that Ken had said the other day that really related to me. Like, you have to focus on your focus. You can't worry about the no's. You can't worry about what people are going to think.
Awesome, so, awesome.
You just got to go for it.
What does the future hold for Trey Love? What do you see yourself 5 years from now?
5 years from now?
Yep.
Making a million, being an actor, like you said.
That's what I'm talking about. Do the damn thing. I'm expecting greatness out of you, Trey, so don't let me down, all right?
Oh, I won't. I mean, it's people like you support us in the community, and we really appreciate it. Like, these are steps into coming into our greatness, and the fact that I'm even on this radio show with you right now, I really appreciate it. It's like, it's helping me get to the next step, so thank you.
All right, thank you. Thank you for saying that. You know, the kids get besides themselves. I say, you know what? Don't get too quick. Trey, what do you want to say to your fans? You want to leave a message for them?
To who?
To your fans.
What's that?
Your fans, F-A-N-S, the people that love you so much that have been blowing my inbox up. Is Trey seeing somebody? Is Trey coming down? Do you have Trey's address? I'd be like, y'all better get to Charlotte with that. This is in Atlanta. It's not an Atlanta thing. Like, it ain't like that. What are y'all doing?
Well, like I said, I'll be in Atlanta November 17th. So if anybody want to ask me anything, come see.
All right, he said this. So y'all better show up to the Twisted premiere.
Hey, we'll see you at the. We'll be there, Trey.
Okay.
Yes, we're going to show up and show out. All right, Trey, thank you so much for calling in. Trey, where can everybody follow you at on social media and the series as well?
Follow Breathe at Official Breathe Series on Instagram and follow me on all things social media at The Real Trey Love.
All right, y'all. That's The Real Trey Love. T-H-E-R-E-A-L-T-R-E-Y-L-O-V-E. Because some of y'all act like y'all can't spell Trey. So I just wanted to spell that out for y'all, okay? Anywho, Trey, thank you so much for tuning in. Listen, y'all. Y'all listen to WTT Radio. It's the Hey Mikey Show. Make sure y'all are catching out the Brief series coming out October 21st, the second season. And come and see Trey Love and Freshie, of course, at Raheem Brazil's Twisted 2 series premiere on November 17th, all right? At 7 o'clock. Y'all need to buy y'all tickets now. RSVP if you ain't. I'll be there doing Q&A with Brendan Carson. Of course, Daryl will be in attendance as well.
I'll be there. All right. It's going to be a show.
Talk to you soon, Trey. And y'all stay tuned for more of the Hey Mikey Show.
Feeling it lately. You say your love keeping me fly, but can't keep me from looking so crazy. Come in at 6 in the morning. Where you been? Where you been? Who is that texting your phone? Just a friend, just a friend. Okay. My intuition never lies. There's nothing you can never hide. Already got the screenshot, so there is no need to deny. You've been creeping and freaking and sneaking like you never lose me. Steady claiming that everyone know we together, but you steady choosing. Swear I cannot win for losing. I've been out here being faithful. I always got this on lockdown, but that ain't been keeping us stable. So I guess I know what I gotta do. Give you a taste of your own medicine. Hey, yeah. How would you like it if I do the things you do? Put
telling me that I should fight it. Why you be out here playing a victim when I ain't no one who been crying? Why this shit up but can't take it? I want revenge, you can't fake it. When I see the look on your face when I drop my clothes and I get naked. Not for you, but for him. Now tell me, player, how does it make it feel? How could you play me when the love I gave was real? I even took you back and you still had no chill. Boy, you ain't gon' never learn. Play with fire, you get burned. I don't think you'll understand till I hit you where it hurts, yeah. So I guess I know what I gotta do. Give you a taste of your own medicine, hey, yeah. How would you like it if I do the things you do? Don't you won't do not disturb me. This game too. How would you like it if I did the same to you? Same to you, yeah. All of those tears I cry, I can't count the lonely nights. Time and time again I try. So when I turn into a savage boy, don't ask me why. Ask me why. Taste of your own medicine.
What's going on? Yeah, we back. You're listening to WTT
Radio. Oh, my
Radio's.
God. Did I just say it on
the
radio?
Hey, Mikey Show. Yeah, Daryl just went in on somebody. Somebody a whore, apparently. So.
No, I just seen a video or something. You know, big people do not be on video. I can't see.
That is hilarious. It is, yeah. This has been a dope show. Thank y'all so much for listening to me on my show, the Hey Mikey Show. Shout out to Freshie and Trey Love from Breathe. Y'all are doing amazing work. I can't wait to see y'all down here in Atlanta next month. We must turn up for Raheem Brazil's
Twisted 2
premiere, y'all, season 2. Daryl and myself will be there. I'll actually be doing a Q&A, so make sure y'all are buying tickets. November 17th, let's support our boy RSVP ASAP, okay? Y'all know exactly what to do. I know y'all know all y'all letters. Everybody get out of kindergarten.
And it's only $10.
It's only $10. Y'all can spend more than that on weed.
On so Uber rides.
Lord, you Uber rides, these lifts.
I don't know what happened. I don't understand that. That's a story in itself. They spend money. They spend like $200-$300 on Uber. That's a car payment.
That's because they gotta get around.
But they could go buy them a car.
Got to
go buy them a car.
Y'all better do it. Y'all better prioritize. Remember, y'all. So y'all make sure y'all follow me on social media, on all social media platforms. That's at Hey Mikey ATL, HeyMikeyATL. Check out my site, HeyMikeyATL.com, for all your celebrity news, gossip, and entertainment needs. And of course, follow us at the Hey Mikey Show. That's THEHEYMIKEYSHOW. Y'all stay tuned for next week, Tuesday and Thursday, of course, from 7 to 9 PM. I'll be back with the Hey Mikey Show. More guests, more fun, more me, more keeping it real, all right? I love y'all. Thank y'all for tuning in.
We out. Peace.
Diamonds up and down my chain. Cardi B, straight stunning, can't tell me nothing. Bossed up and I changed the game. It's my big bronze boogie, got all them girls shook. My big fat, got all them boys cooked. We're from dollar bills, now we popping rubber bands. You know what I'm saying? Tell me while I do my money dance, like. Flexing on the gram, like. Hit that little John, okay. Okay. Oh, yeah, we dripping the finesse and getting paid.
Ooh, don't we look good together? There's a reason why they watch all night long. Woo. Yeah, I know we'll turn heads forever. So tonight I'm gonna show you all. When I walk with you, I watch the whole room change.
Right now, I'm afraid to see the news. Another day Niceville. And you and your girls just got this. Wasn't doing shit anyway. Might as well bring your to my place. I got some drink if you want some. Yeah, we live and we on one. Too on, yeah, we too on. Bad bitch singing to this song. Cause they know who we are. We'll be doing the same for tomorrow. This the life that we living in, that ain't changing. They just know that we live in the life. These other ain't doing it right. Me a bad one. If a friend like her, she can have some. Yeah, this ain't new to it. I've been doing this all my life. These hoes be new to it. So I'ma keep doing what I'm doing.
Jumping, tell that bitch twerk something. She said she do a private show. But girl, you ain't saying nothing. Bring that over here now. What's up, but the head going way down. I've been sipping, so you know I'm tryna fuck some. A real so you know I never love none. No. Cause they know who we are. We'll be doing nothing tomorrow. It's that life that we living in. That ain't changing. Know that we live in a life. These others ain't doing it right. Give me a bad one. If a friend like her, she can have some.
This ain't new to it. I've been doing this all my life. These hoes be new to it. So I'ma keep doing what I'm doing. Girl, I'm a white girl. I'm a rich go with a rich girl. She go to church on Sundays, but you know she changed when she see the big face. You wanna smoke, I'ma roll one. Girl, we live and we on one. I'm f***ing with a bad one. And if your friends like me, I'ma smash them.
This ain't
new to it. I've been doing this all my life. These hoes be good to it. So I'ma keep doing what I'm doing.
Maybe the night that my dreams might let me know all the stars are close.
Taste that's its price, babe. Oh, I all alone.
We could give it a minute, but what's the fun in a minute when we could push all the limits? Oh yeah, 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 yeah. Shirt hanging off my shoulders, both hands wanna hold ya. So baby, what's the holdup? Yeah, yeah. Can you feel the tension rising? Now you, now you're getting it close. Now you, now you're getting it close.
To my friends, no. You knew all my uncles and my aunts, though.